hysterical reading of Knuckle Kisses by me. Today was a hard day. It was stressful for me at work, and I was all pent up and couldn't figure out how to let it go. It was stressful for him because his work day was crazy. We both had to work so late that we had dinner at the office. When we came back together at home, we were both twisted up and needy for each other. He got home first and was waiting in our chair when I walked in. He patted his lap and I followed without even thinking, climbing up into his lap to wrap my arms around his neck and kiss him softly before either of us spoke a word. I breathed in deeply, taking a scent in and letting it calm my nerves, the way that being near him always magically seems to do. I felt his chest fill up against me, and I took his lead, taking what felt like my first full breath for the day. I looked up at him, and both our mouths turned up into smiles. We were right where we needed to be. At his prompting, I told him about my day, blabbering and blurting out all the details of each stressful moment. He held my hand tight as I talked and talked. He told me all about his day, describing to me each of the things that made it hard for him. Between each sentence, he kissed my lips softly, like it allowed him to continue on. Then he helped me understand that our days were even worse because he couldn't help me get through my day, and I couldn't help him get through his. We were always there for each other, but work kept us apart until tonight. His voice, his closeness, his scent, his hugs, his kisses, all of him managed to help me relax a bit, but I just couldn't let go of the emotions from my day. As always, he saw right through me and knew just what I needed. "Ask me for what you need, princess," he whispered calmly into my ear as I hugged tight to him. I nodded, and we both knew what was coming. He put his hands on both sides of my face, lifting it to look him in the eye. "Please, Daddy. Please, will you give me pain and help me cry?" A hopeful, crooked smile crossed my face as I saw his eyes light up. I took one of his hands from my cheek and pulled it to my lips, kissing first the palm, then each fingertip, then each knuckle. Slowly, thoroughly kissing every part of it. "Please, Daddy." He grinned and nodded back. "Your wish is my command, dear girl. Tell me exactly how you'd like your pain, my sweet." I took a deep breath and asked for exactly what I wanted. I detailed all the things I've been thinking about him doing to me over the last few weeks since our last deep pain session. I giggled as I finished my ridiculous request and already felt the stress melting away. Then, without even a second of warning, his hand struck my left cheek with a loud smack. It made me forget how to breathe, but as I looked up into his eyes and took in his smile, as he caressed my cheek and held the heat in close, I suddenly remembered. I turned to kiss his palm and whispered my first, "Thank you, Daddy." He He waited until the surprise was gone from my face and kissed me softly. As soon as he pulled back, his palm cracked across my right cheek, a fast lick of heat searing across my skin. I brought his palm to my lips and kissed it with a deep breath. Thank you, Daddy. He nodded and then held my face with both hands, his palms rubbing the heat in as he moved my chin up. Sit still for me, okay, Princess? I'm going to be a bit harder. Don't hold it in. I promise, I will take care of you. His assurance brought the first tear down even before he pulled his left hand back to strike my right cheek again. It stung so deeply, this one. He held out his hand so... He held out his palm so I could kiss it and whisper my thank you, Daddy. But this time there was no caress. There was barely a half second before the stinging on my other cheek hit and sunk in. Another kiss to his palm and another thank you, and then immediately back to the right cheek. The slaps were each getting harder, but as each sting and each swath of fire sank into my skin, they burned away the stress of my day. The 12th slap finally opened me up for the tears. Just like he said, I didn't hold it in. I let go and a stream of hot tears burned down my red swollen cheeks as he slapped me 4 more times. 2 on each cheek. By the final palm kiss, his palms were nice and warm from the impact. I looked up at him and my breath hitched in my throat as I whispered out the thank you, Daddy, that went with it. I'm proud of you, my little treasure. You took those well and you let go. Remember to let it all out for me. I can take it and I'm here. Ready for more? He hugged me tight to his chest so that his last words rumbled from his chest against my ear. I took a deep, stealing breath and then nodded. Yes, please, Daddy, I'm ready. I sniffled and sat back a bit in his lap, knowing what was next, knowing that he had so much more strength to hurt me with than he was willing to use on my face. My tears had stopped, but they were still welled up and waiting to come out. He silently helped me out of my dress and then my bra, lifting them over my head so that I was left naked on his lap. My bottom was soft against his jeans. I bit my lip as he raised his hand, and I watched as he brought it down so easily. The sound of his palm coming down across both of my breasts was nearly deafening. I gasped and grabbed his hand to kiss his palm and then each fingertip. Thank you, Daddy. He didn't switch hands this time, enjoying using his dominant hand. He brought it down even harder this time. The impact ringing out and the pain settling deep within me as it registered. As he lifted his hand for its customary kisses, I looked down and saw the raised handprint welts growing on my skin. While we both watched, a tear rolled off my cheek to fall down over the outline of his fingers. He wiped away the next tear as I whispered my thanks, and he put his free arm behind my back as he slammed down again on my breasts. My skin was turning brighter red than my face, and tiny bruise dots began to rise to the surface. I smiled up at him and held his hand with both of mine as I kissed each fingertip so softly, savoring in the pain they gave me as it sunk deeper and deeper into my skin, into my body, into my soul. The next smack took my breath away again, but I found it as I held his palm up to my lips and kept my eyes on him. He kept me grounded through each of the next slaps, each of the next kisses to his fingertips, each of the thank you, daddy moments. He slapped my breasts so hard that they began to turn lavender under the red sheen. My tears fell freely, making his hand sting a bit more than it would if I weren't crying. But I barely noticed that I was crying, aside from the tiny hitches in my breath as I gave my thanks to him. After about 40 really good thwacks, he leaned back to survey the results. The lavender had bloomed a deep purple under my skin, and we both knew I'd be wearing these marks for days, if not weeks. I shakily kissed his fingertips, taking my time with each, worshipping the strong hands that bring me such pain and pleasure. I could barely see through the tears welled in my eyes by the end of the barrage, but that is exactly what I needed. He hugged me back to his chest and I let the rest of it out. He'd gotten through and released the bottled up emotions. He stroked the back of my head and squeezed me tight, my raw breasts pressed against his shirt as it soaked up the tears I'd been holding in all day. I sobbed against him and he stayed there, my rock, my strength. He rocked me in his lap, making me feel so tiny and safe in his arms. Finally, as my sobs slowed and my cries turned to sniffles, he lifted my face to his again. His smile was soft as he breathed with me, helping me the rest of the way down. "Good girl. You took those from me beautifully, darling. Do you feel a little better?" I nodded, and he wiped away the tears and mess from my face with his sleeve, and took his shirt off and threw it in the pile with my clothes. He hugged me back to his chest again and kissed me so softly, his hand in the back of my neck. "I think I needed that as much as you did, princess. I have some more in me. What do you say we keep going?" His smile made me melt a little. My cheeks hurt a bit from my own smile, stinging from all the tears and the slaps. I nodded again. My chin lifted up to look at him. "Yes, please, Daddy. I want to take more for you. For us both." His wicked grin gave me a shiver, and he reached around me to pat my bottom. I understood the command immediately and stood up in front of him, leaving him room to stand up next to me. He wrapped his arm around my waist to guide me over to our soft bed. There, he playfully shoved me face first onto the bed. My raw breasts scraped against the fuzzy covers, and I let out a loud whimper. He only chuckled at that. He situated me just how he wanted, my ass at the edge of the bed so that my legs were hanging off the end, but so that they could not reach the floor. I could lift my head to kiss his hands, but I couldn't move too far from the position besides squirming, which I knew better than to do. He pulled my hands around my back and told me to hold them together and not move. I sighed and relaxed into the bed, knowing he would take care of me. He took so long behind me, and I was so exhausted from crying that I almost fell asleep like that, hanging off the bed with my legs in the air. I didn't even register that anything was happening until my favorite games. Until my favorite cane smacked across both of my ass cheeks. I cried out, unable to stop the sound as I fought my body's urge to move and jump away. I squeezed my hands together and took a deep breath through my nose. He wasn't holding anything back, giving my ass all he had on the first stroke. He kept up our tradition for the session and brought his hand with the cane still in it in front of my face. I lifted my head and kissed each of his knuckles wrapped around the cane, taking a second to fully appreciate each. "Thank you, Daddy." I wanted to twist around and watch his face for the next strike, but even more than that, I wanted to feel it. I wanted to feel the wood. I wanted to feel the wood strike across my skin, the heat sink in deep as the pain radiated through my every nerve. I wanted him to make his mark on my ass, to bruise me so that I could remember how good he makes me feel each time I move to the next day. So I stayed still, right where I was. And the next strike was glorious. It was so hard that my entire body shook a bit as the pain traveled through it. I cried out, the noise stopped by his hand in front of my face again. I kissed his hand and steeled myself for the next one, thanking him. He didn't make me wait, bringing it down with all his strength, leaving a new stripe of fire across my ass. Another kiss, another thank you, and this time the strike made me scream, the sound ripping through my throat as the heat spread even further. I knew that my ass was welting in deep red stripes and I needed more. As her pattern continued, my screams transformed again into cries. Tears ran down my face and my ass was on fire, but I made sure to never fail to kiss his knuckles. I whisper my gratitude between each mark. After about 100 deep strokes, he took a step back to look at the streaks across my ass, and then the streaks down my face. He moved so that I could see the smile on his face, bending down to be at the same level as me. He pulled my head up a bit, gripping my hair hard so that he could take my mouth. Hard and long. My breath was already hitched from crying, but he managed to take the rest of it from my body with his lips. I kissed him with everything I had while my body calmed under his grip. He pulled back and kissed the hot, stinging streaks on each of my cheeks, using his thumb to wipe away any remaining tears as the warmth in his eyes permeated my heart. He nodded again and stepped back, swinging the cane down again, but this time instead of hitting my ass, he brought the cane down just as hard against the backs of my thighs. My legs kicked up instinctively, and he laughed as he brought his hand around for his kiss and thank you. I kissed him even while I was sucking in a harsh breath as the new fresh pain in my thighs sank in. I was ready for the next strike, which made my skin instantly raise up a stripe under the last one. This one even harsher, the line a dark purple as he studied it. He ran his free hand across the mark and I kissed his knuckles and tearfully thanked him. He continued down my thighs, leaving a ladder with plum-colored rungs down my body. As he reached just above my knees, he went back up again. Harder this time. In between each mark, he left an even deeper mark. The third hit on his way back up made me scream again, the tears and screams both escaping me without my thinking about them. I kicked my legs as the searing pain sank in further, with a small trickle of blood falling from the welt. This time, he had opened my skin with the cane. He grunted in approval as I still kissed him and thanked him for taking care of me. And he made the next one even harder. Each of the strokes now left open welts, my thighs bleeding along his new trail. The pain was exquisite. And the release of my emotions was an ultimate catharsis. He grabbed one of my hands and held it tight, kneeling down to look me in the eye. You took each of those strikes so beautifully. You let out your stress and cried for me, darling. I'm so proud of you. I think you may be sore tomorrow, but I have one more way I want to hurt you, baby. Do you think you can take it for me? It's a new one for us, but I know you can handle it. Yes, please. I can take anything for you, Daddy. Thank you for helping me. I'm ready. Let's try it. I smiled brightly up at him, not sure what his plans were. As he nodded, his grin was... His grin was both dangerous and delicious. It sent a shiver through my already ridiculously sensitive body. My thighs were a mess from my wetness, my neck a mess from my tears. I was so close to the edge to letting go completely for him. I needed him to push me. And I knew he wouldn't stop until he did. Until I flew over the edge for him. Until he had all of my tears and his orgasms from my body. He held me up onto the bed. so that my entire body was laying across it, my feet no longer dangling in the air, and then he climbed into the bed next to me. He ran his hands so very softly over the stinging spots on the backs of my legs and kneeled next to me. I turned my head so that I could watch him as he surveyed the marks he'd left so far. I watched him ball his fist up, and I suddenly knew what was about to happen. He leaned down and kissed my forehead, then straightened up and pulled his arm back. No implements this time. Just a... No implements this time. Just a fist. Hold on tight, princess, he whispered as he brought his fist down against my ass. The force of his knuckles pushed the air out of my body, and the scrape of skin against the welts on my bottom made me hiss. The mixture of the deep thud, his weight behind his punch, his skin against mine as he brought it down, and the bruises that already covered my ass from our sessions sent me soaring. Instead of cries or screams, a moan came from deep within my body as I caught my breath. The new feeling was incredible, and I smiled as he brought his knuckles to my lips for my kiss and my thankfulness. I took an extra couple of seconds to kiss him, breathing through the sensations, and he smoothed my hair back on the way toward my ass again. He alternated cheeks back and forth, letting me worship his knuckles in between each blow. My tears were flowing, but my voice was strong as I thanked him each and every time. The thud and the movement each strike caused against the bed sunk into me, my ass throbbing as my sore, bruised tits pressed into the soft blanket. It wasn't soft enough to keep from scraping against the sensitive skin, and that just added to the feelings growing within me. Everything, every single sensation began to grow into a tight ball right at my core. A tight ball of pleasure made for a tight ball of pleasure made from taking pain for him. He punched my other cheek, and the stimulation of it all finally allowed me to fully let go. I kissed each of his knuckles this time and spread my legs. My need growing inside me. He ran a finger along my dripping lips and laughed as he hit each cheek in quick succession, one with each fist. The second came down hard against me, pressing me into the bed with his force. I kissed each fist gratefully and thanked him, unable to keep myself from begging for more. Please, Daddy. Please. Just one more, please, Daddy. Please. He grunted and reared back, putting all he had into the last punch. He brought his fist down on my right ass cheek, and it finally shut me loose. I fell right over the edge, orgasming as I let everything go. I screamed as I shook, and he rubbed my back as it all racked through my entire body. I came so hard it felt like it wouldn't stop. I reached for his hand, and he held mine tight. Letting me ride, wave after wave. I finally came down, panting and crying even harder. He scooped me up into his arms and laid back on the bed, carefully. Kelly laying me next to him so that I could drape over him and get comfy. Holding my head to his chest, he stroked my hair and rocked slightly as I let all of my stress and tears flowed out of me. When my sobbing slowed and I could move, he lifted my chin so I could look up at him. Feel better, little one? He half grinned, already knowing the answer, but wanting to hear it from me. How are you feeling? I smiled slowly, exhausted and drained, but so free and floaty. Much better, Daddy. Thank you for helping me and giving me all of this. I feel like I'm in the clouds with you. Big, fluffy clouds. He smiled and kissed me so sweetly. I lost myself yet again against his lips, melting against him until we both had to come up for air. I pressed myself into his body, not caring about the bruises and welts, only caring about being close. My eyes fluttered closed, and before I knew it, I was asleep against him. Eventually, he woke me up to clean my welts and put medicine on them. As he so adoringly took care of my body, I watched him, and after it was all done, I kissed each of his knuckles a last time, bringing his hands to my heart as I whispered, "Thank you, Daddy." Thank you, Daddy.